Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 7:18, that's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's Fresh Breakfast with your favorites. Another favorite of yours, Free Your Mind. Shikwan, when was the last time, right, you actually heard anything about Free Your Mind?
Yo, can't remember.
Exactly. Exactly. And he's probably going to fight with me now.
Yeah.
Because they've been quiet. Chicken, you guys have been quiet. Why? What's happening?
We've been too quiet.
Yeah. Or did you guys get cancelled or what? Who did what?
Or did you get... Maybe they got like a huge endorsement and the payout came through and they're like, I don't need to do this.
And then they were gone.
NSK was one of the deepest actors in our movie. We just changed our formula. It's like after COVID, what happened was COVID finished our stand-up comedy platform.
Mm.
But we continued. We had a project called Sounds of Nam where we toured the whole country, created opportunities and brought musicians forward to the forefront. Those who are not so deeply part of the urban culture, you know, because if you're not in Windhoek or Swakop, you don't really get seen. So we wanted to bring those guys out. And then we had a movie, Mospenda's Dilemma.
Yeah.
With NSK. NSK, man, I must commend you on that one. It was a really good performance. And working with you is always a pleasure. It wasn't the first. It won't be the last.
My man, Chicken. So it's good to know that you were not cancelled.
I mean, yeah, you are busy, but as we want comedy, man.
Have you noticed that in our comedy industry, it's almost as though it's saturated? So in the last, say, 17 years, we brought out so many comedians, and then when COVID happened, we stopped. We get new talent, but they are not as polished as the older guys. So we want to dig and bring out more people so that our industry gets wider, gets bigger, and create more opportunities, more employment, but most of all, more laughter and more togetherness.
You know what, Chicken? I'm just thinking out here that you guys diversified your business model. You know, you went into
other stuff,
you did the movies, and you know, found other opportunities and so on.
And that's why you guys are the OGs. Sorry.
Of course.
Yeah, no, we are OGs, man.
I mean, come on now. You know. so it gets me thinking, Chicken. Is comedy still worth it in 2025? Just like from a business perspective, because. Everybody's so sensitive, bro. Like, you make a joke, people, they're going to write to the president and we will march and, you know, keep
case
on warriors.
Case in point, Outre Dollar.
Outre Dollar. Boy, people are offended by Outre Dollar, dog.
Misunderstood. And Bank of Namibia is like, well, how did we get here?
You see, so for you, running a comedic organization where the core is comedy, like, is it still worth it, my man?
For us, we strongly believe that it's worth it because, you know, it's just about 35 years after independence. So the remnants of war, myself, I'm a product of the struggle. Mm. So those remnants are still there. So the idea of talking about our issues and laughing at our issues in a more lighter manner helps us, you know, develop a more positive mindset. So it's good for the country, good for our mind outlook, but we say it's worth it because I've never had a job my whole life. I've always just been doing this. And I'll tell you now, there are more than 200 million people in the SADC region and 1.4 billion in Africa alone. And we have the youngest population in the world. The potential is too great, but it takes a lot of work. And we are only prepared to work with people who are committed to rehearse for 100 hours for a show that's going to be 10 minutes. We want to be the best. That's it.
And you know what? I'm actually curious to know if you are having, I don't want to say, let's say an intake or a fresh intake right now of just, you know, comedians that haven't made it to the mainstream yet that you're probably training right now that we need to look out for.
Yeah, no, there's plenty new guys. They've had platforms before here and there, but, you know, our way of doing it is a little different. We literally work mostly on polishing the art as opposed to just focusing on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we are cooking. We are cooking with a new couple of guys that we just met.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our deepest challenges is that no people who have venues actually really recognize, respect, and appreciate the art. There are very few. So Like recently we had a rehearsal, that one rehearsal cost us $510, and people just don't care. It's to book the venue, to book the space. So to polish the talent is a bit of, it's probably our biggest challenge right now, just to find venues that are safe, that are private, that are reliable, that are consistent, mm-hmm. for us to keep the talent polished and to keep it going. Besides that, we cook once in a while, and there's so much that we want to bring forth to the table. So there are many new guys, many new ideas, and yeah, we look forward to our next movie again. So there's a lot of talent that should be coming out, and we have started, so there's no stopping. Our platform is every first Thursday of the month. So the talent is recognized, the talent is trained, and the talent is paid, and the talent is seen by the audience.
That's what I'm talking about. Shikwan.
Yes.
You see, Shikwan just triggered me now.
Shikwan.
He just triggered me. Shikwan.
Yeah.
When we had Osi Joanna, our Royal Highness,
yes.
in studio.
Yeah.
She said she's been hustling for 10 years.
Yeah.
Finally, she has her crown.
Yes. She got her breakthrough.
Who else was it that highlighted a struggle, Shikwan, that we spoke to recently, Luca? Just can't remember, but someone else also highlighted something about it took them a while to get to this point. But I mentioned this, Chicken, because you
can't
mentioned
remember.
Now, you mentioned now that it takes you 100 hours, not you, but like your team, just in general, 100 hours to rehearse 100 hours for a 10-minute show.
To a 10-minute slot.
Today's kids don't understand this, Chicken. They don't understand this. Oh my word.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing. A lot of artists, they don't really work on their craft.
Mm.
They know they are talented. You book them, they show up. But for us, whether you book us or not, we are rehearsing, we are preparing, we are getting ourselves ready. And if you called us and said, "Chicken, be ready in 10 minutes, I'll get on that stage and I'll do it as if I was prepared for a whole year." And that's our formula. That's what we believe in.
Mm.
Work on your craft. And a few years back, Trevor Noah was in Namibia. He had a show the same night as Free Your Mind. And a lot of people were like, "No, you got to postpone. Maybe cancel. Trevor is going to kill you guys." The funny thing is, Trevor sold out and Free Your Mind also sold out. And that's because we guarantee our audience that we're going to give you our best. Whether it was good enough yesterday or not good enough, today the promise, our promise is we'll give you our best, and our audience appreciate that.
Okay, so you know what? Like we said, we've missed the Free Your Mind.
Yeah.
Just, so you know, being top of mind. So what's happening right now? 7th of August is a big day for you guys. Tell us what's happening.
It's the return of Free Your Mind.
Oh, wait.
Come on.
Yeah, and we're going to have a stand-up comedy show. It's going to take place at Muso's Cafe on the 7th, which is tonight. And the theme is Confessions of a Namibian. It's so much been happening in Namibia. You know?
Confessions of a Namibian. Ah, way.
You're in your homie's ride. The license plate says Diamond One. You have no idea what's going on. And then boom, in the newspaper.
Diamond One is crazy.
You know what I mean? So these are the things we want to talk about. These are confessions. Like, how did the money bypass me? But luckily, I'm not in a cell. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. You got that?
On the cold floor there in winter. I was
every winter, man.
At least in December or something when it's summer. No, Iso.
I know. December is even worse.
It's even worse.
Yeah.
Because people are doing the ruri.
Until summer. I'll be back in the country in October to say, "Okay, guys, here I am."
Yeah, I am.
There's no way.
Oh, do you think that's what do you think that's what Victor Malema is doing?
I think that homie is running for his life, and wherever he's at, I think he's never coming back.
He's never.
Hectic.
Chicken, thank you so much for your time. Free Your Mind is a cornerstone of this industry. You guys are the vets. You guys are the pioneers of this thing. How you guys do it, really no one else does it that way, and we can only learn and we can only take inspiration, and we wish you all the best with the return of Free Your Mind.
Free Your Mind, yeah.
And thank you very much for acknowledging us. Thank you for accommodating us this morning, and we look forward to seeing you later.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. So in case you missed it, Confessions of a Namibian, happening today, the 7th of August, 2025, at Musso's Cafe on 24 Marensky Street in Osman Platz, I believe. Now, tickets are 100 Namibian dollars in advance, 150 at the door, and you can get them at web tickets selling out, obviously, nationwide, right? If you want to have a good laugh and end the week on a really good note. Thank you so much, Shigen. We are giving you the space to go into the kitchen and cook it up.
Thank you very much. I mean, we, you guys are everything to us. Without you guys, people don't even get to know who we are.
My man. Appreciate it, man. Chicken, have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Cheers.
Ciao.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.